Bob Nation.
Let's go. What a Friday.
What a Friday. Big day today. Cam is in the house. It's DMVR Buffs Prime Time, presented by Illegal Pete's, everyone's go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beers. What's up, man?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How
good,
you doing?
Good, good. Same old, same old.
I'm going to start with you the same way we started with Shador at the Super Bowl. Two phones?
Yeah, man. I mean, you gotta be able to change. One of these phones is like a number I had for like 20 years. And another one, like a, the new one, like one like just used, like I'm not trying to talk to too many people.
You know, all right.
Not trying to be bothered.
What are the backgrounds on theirs?
Can't drown a shark.
Oh, same on both.
Yeah.
Damn. Can't drown a shark. Love that.
What does that mean to you?
Honestly, I got it from last spring. Coach Dancy said like every day he was like he kept saying it, and I just took it as you can't drown a shark, just meaning like I can't be beat, can't undeniable. Some certain things like that. I mean, it's just a mentality thing with me, and I just try to find any little thing to exterior motivation. You know what I'm saying? Can't drown a shark. Just anytime you get tired or you feeling frustrated, just say that to yourself, and it'll work out.
Love that, man.
We won't ask any marine biologists if that's true.
No, I get so many people saying, oh, you can drown a shark. Let me tell you the worst person, bro. The smart aleck, Trevor Woods. He give me the hardest time about it all the time.
Well, actually.
If you flip it over. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
What's the off season been like, man?
It's been good. I'm just grinding. Same old. Back to it. Keeping the same mentality we had. Just grinding, getting better. Learning what you did last year and just trying to get better on that.
Yeah. You been back home at all?
I've been back home a few times since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of stuff going on this off season. Not as much as last off season.
Yeah.
Does it just feel? Do you feel more settled? Just more. Comfortable with your surroundings now in Boulder?
Definitely. I mean, it became home. You know, since nothing new to me anymore. I mean, I just started coming outside a little bit more and just mingling around with people. So it's been pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Been here for a year and somehow I feel like I just got here, honestly. Yeah. So it's been fun, though. It's becoming home.
One of kind of the big, I guess the word would be storylines of the offseason has been kind of the difference in the bond around the team this year. Have you felt that? And if so, what do you think is the difference?
Yeah, it's been a big difference, honestly. I mean, because a lot of us, just like last year, everybody was new coming in. So this year, like, we kind of got, okay, these are the guys that, you know what I'm saying, they're going to set the standard. Now the new guys, y'all should come in, look at them. So it's kind of like more of a, it's more structure, I'm going to say, you know what I'm saying. Instead of last year, everybody was trying to figure this stuff out and see where they fit into the puzzle. Everybody know where they fit at this point.
It's kind of, last year almost had like the vibe of like everyone's at a new school.
Yeah, definitely. Like, yeah,
trying to figure out where you're gonna sit at lunch or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Coach Livingston, we got that announcement a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
What's it been like just working under him? I know you guys aren't really doing football stuff right now, but just learning under him so far.
Well, he's been cool. Simple, calm guy. Very calm and chill. Little country.
Yeah.
Little bit from North Carolina. So he's been cool. I mean, he haven't been nothing I haven't seen before. I mean, he's just been a cool, even a little too cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know, he's a very cool guy. Like, I like it because, like, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? You're cool under pressure. So he kind of thinks of football. We talk football. He simples football way down for me and not. He don't overthink it at all. Like, he's like, I got a very small brain. Like, when I see this, I just know. You know what I'm saying? So he's like that. He's cool, though. He's like a nice, cool kid, dude. I mean, I said kid. I'm sorry.
What do you think is going to be different from the defense under him compared to last season?
Just like he's all more simpler than the old scheme we had. I mean, for the most part, I seen coming from the NFL coming from NFL, a lot of the NFL defenses, like NFL, they kind of line up and play. Honestly, I mean, you had to beat me what I got. So he come in, we want to be good at what we do, and not good at a lot of things, but just good at what we do. So that's his mentality coming. I think we're going to be better because a lot of more guys locked in, you know what I'm saying? Going to make sure we sit here and learn what we got to do and just have fun with it and ball, man. I mean, we already know what we expect, what was expected of us. So now, just like Coach Prime said last year, was just the hope. Now it's time to go get it done.
Does that free you up a little bit? Just like, especially with your style of play, like you kind of just like to go be a missile out there. Like,
nah, facts.
Like,
facts.
Is that for you? You're just like, that's what I'm going to do. Like, I don't know where I need to be and then just go make plays.
Yeah, I know, definitely. It's a great feeling. We talk football a lot, so I understand. He understands me. He understands. Like, he came in watching, you know, he come in watching film that your players come in, and he came in and kind of picking me from everything that I did, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like he got a very good understanding of me. So that was the biggest thing for me.
You kind of played all over last year. You were like in the star, you were playing in the back end too. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be doing the same thing this year, kind of playing all over? Are you going to focus like a deep safety, anything in particular?
Hopefully. Yeah? That's my plan. I mean, we haven't really gotten too much into it, honestly, mm-hmm. but that's my plan to play all around. I mean, if you think about it, the safety, you play away from the star, you basically playing another star, and you got a free safety. It depends on what y'all calling, but you basically playing the same thing.
Right.
If you can play safety, you can play star, you know what I'm saying? It ain't too bad.
When you say that you guys talk football a lot, mm-hmm. what do those conversations look like? Are you going to him with questions, or are you guys just talking more like philosophically about the game?
No, it's honestly, we just come together and we'll just pick out a game. And just talk about it, man. He come from the Bengals, and I had a Jordan Battle. I liked watching him mm-hmm. last year, so I kind of knew a little bit of what they was doing up there. So we sit here and just like me and you were talking, just sit here and have a normal conversation about, hey, I remember y'all was playing so and so, and this happened. He tell me like, nah, we thought about this, and that's why Jordan did that. You know, stuff like that.
When you guys like watch film together, are you like watching over stuff from last year, or is it like Bengals stuff? Like, what kind of stuff are you watching?
It's more Bengals yeah. stuff than anything. That's what he knows. He's been there. He was right. there a while, so that's what we go by. A
lot of Jesse Bates.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Little Cheeto Bayouzier. I mean, he's a corner.
He was a buff. A lot of the films. He'll turn it on and he'll get mad at it and turn it off. He's like, just cut this before I get mad. So it'd be funny though.
The one I would want to watch with them would be AFC Championship game against Mahomes.
Yeah, we haven't watched them. It's kind of just little cut ups every here and there. It's not games.
You know? I feel that.
I want to ask you about last year. I mean, you didn't play in that first game, right, against TCU?
No, I didn't.
So what was that like, kind of going through that? And then you kind of grew into this role as the year went on, right?
It was tough.
Yeah.
I mean, sitting on the sideline, I jumped on the scene as freshman play. So it was tough. It was something new. I had to really go home and look myself in the mirror instead of trying to put blame on why you're not, you know what I'm saying? I had to go home and really look at myself and be like, what you got to do to get better? And I just went and did that. It was tough. I mean, sometimes you just got. I took it as a fact. Like sometimes you gotta learn. You gotta be a worker before you can be the boss. Mm-hmm. So that's why I took it as I gotta put my time in and do what I gotta do. Then I guess that time took a week. Like I told my girlfriend, I was like, no, I ain't gonna never do that again.
Yeah.
So and I just took it as that. I mean, I just really went out and handled my business. Honestly, I wasn't. I didn't go into the first game expecting to start. You know what I'm saying? Of course you wanted to, but deep down in my side, I was like, I wasn't supposed to start that game from the jump. So I never had hold no grudge towards nobody or nothing because I knew within myself I wasn't.
Then, I think it was the first series against Nebraska. The next game, I think you had like two plays in the first three.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Awesome. I just felt like I was back. I just got back home. It was the biggest game of our season at that time. It was awesome coming off a win. It's Folsom swinging. I mean, it was great. The first tackle of the game.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, you had the jitters until you finally get into it. And that first tackle hit, and it was like, oh, it's up. Like, I was ready.
What was, like, you guys started off really hot. 3-0 out the gates, were ranked and all that. And then a lot of things happened last year. You know, Shador got hurt, Travis got hurt, a lot of things. What was it like kind of just managing the up and down of last year?
I mean, coming from where I come from, that's life for us. I mean, football is a game of life. I mean, you take L's, you take your L's just like you take your dubs, like head up, chest out, you know what I'm saying? So that's what the mentality I took. I don't know what everybody else took, but I just know for me, that's what my mentality, like keep handling your business, like keep your head up, keep doing what you got to do every week. And I just made sure I came out and was a player that helped us win close to a game, you know what I'm saying? So. It was tough though. You know what I'm saying? Nobody liked losing, but for the most part, just chest up, head out. That was the mentality I took.
When you kind of look internally this off season, what were the things that you said, okay, I need to get better in this area, this area, and this area, or whatever?
We can be here all day if I say that. It was tough. I have a lot of things that I feel like I need to get better at, but for the most part, I just think I should step up as a leader more, be more vocal. I'm not a talkative person, you know what I'm saying? So in the locker room, just on the field, just anyway, just I can try to push somebody and pique somebody and talk to somebody. I mean, I have guys like Jay Miller, like that was a guy I talked to a lot. I felt like me talking to him and me talking him through the game, it helped him play better towards the end of the season. Like, he was balling out. So just me being a more vocal leader, and bringing somebody with me, and not just, you know what I'm saying, keeping it to myself.
I feel like you can, a lot of times leadership gets, you know, put in this box of like yelling and screaming and rallying the guys around.
Definitely. It's different types.
I feel like your personality suits well to the other side of leadership, which is just like being real with people.
Yeah, facts. I mean, I don't, that's all I know. I don't know how to wear. We kind of need them, but I don't, can't stand them sometimes. Like the vocal, overly vocal guy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you overly vocal, that mean people gonna look at you, you know, what you do, very, you know what I'm saying, selective. Mm-hmm. You can't, it's hard. That's why a lot of everybody not a leader. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're a leader, that means you're going to have to do your job and make sure everybody else on their job. That's why it's so tough. That's why coming in last year, is like, I'm trying to handle my business, so I'm kind of staying in my gap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So cause that's a tough job, to stay in your gap and try to worry about somebody else's gap. So, we have a couple guys that's vocal leaders, very good vocal leaders, and they handle their business, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel I'm not one of those guys. I feel like I'm the guy when – okay, now when we need something bad, like, okay, now it's time for me to talk. Let me say something.
Because then it means,
like,
something more,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so like I'm saying, people respect it more when this guy don't talk for real, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you got to say? So it's more respected. Just known person in the street, if you see a person all the time, he just talking. But he's quiet guy, but like, finally, he's like, hey, let me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. He's
like, what are you trying to say?
You mentioned Jaden. He kind of came on at the end of last year. Mm-hmm. Just what have you seen from him since he – I mean, he showed up as a true freshman.
Yeah.
Since he showed up in Boulder, what have you seen from him?
He's a grown man. He's not a freshman in my eyes. I mean, he don't act like a freshman. You know what I'm saying? None of this stuff he do is new to him. He go out handling his business. He's a freak athlete. That kid is special, man. Like, I tell him all the time, like, bro, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, but I stay on him hard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's like little bro to me, you know what I'm saying? I pick on him and everything, but that kid's special, like, for real. Like, I see it in him, like, I be seeing him work out, like, bro, I wasn't doing none of that when I was a freshman, bro. Like, what's up? So he's been, he's gonna be big for us.
Who else on the team, maybe even some of the new guys, have stood out to you so far?
Hodge, Preston Hodge, DJ McKinney, Jade Milliner, we got some D tackles that came in and they're working their butts off. Amari, he's working his butt off. Chidozie has came in and worked his butt off. Big guy, I call him Big Bama. He from Montgomery,
yeah, Barnes,
Big
yeah.
Country. He's been working his butt off. I mean, we got some good dogs, and everybody kind of, like I said, it's kind of like it's spring's going so smooth because everybody kind of know what's expected of them and what they're supposed to do. So. Everybody's been stepping up. We have a whole better defense. Like, even the guys that started last year, they're better than they were. So it's been good.
It's kind of crazy to think about last year at this time. A lot of the guys that you were in workouts with, like, mm-hmm. weren't even there a couple months later.
Like 70% of them.
Yeah. Like, and now you can, like, look around with confidence knowing that guy that I'm, you know, pushing on the bench or whatever it is, he's going to be next to me on Saturdays in the fall.
Mm-hmm. Spring, it counts a lot for just building a team. It's hard to build a team in a few months, you know what I'm saying, from June to August, the play in September, like, that's tough. So this spring has been very big. We've been really getting to know each other and really just hanging and chilling more and understanding who we are.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about more of your teammates here in a second, but real quick shout out to our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery. You guys know we're huge fans of Breck Brew here at DMVR. Come down to the bar, hang out with us, get a Breck Brew on tap. Avalanche Amber Ale, the beer of the month, but you can try some of our favorites, the Mountain Beach Sour, the Mile High City Golden, tons and tons of options. Breckenridge Brewery, you can find anywhere using their beer locator online at www.breckbrew.com.
You can also find Breck Brews and many other things over at Illegal Pete's.
Yes, sir.
Just down the street from here, they got them in Boulder. They got them all over the place. Delicious burritos, amazing queso. I go steak queso burrito or reverse nachos. Lots of amazing options over there. Illegal Pete's is your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. And honestly, I would say that patio season is coming, but I think you could attack patio season today.
It's here. It's
at
March.
At least for a day.
It's March.
Yes. You can go hit up. They have great patios at Illegal Pete's. So go get yourself a Breck Brew and a burrito and hang out on the patio this afternoon.
You mentioned Preston Hodge, Cam. I mean, you came in and proved that you could play at this level last year. He's kind of doing the same thing coming from G5, but what have you seen from him so far?
Preston's a dog, man. I mean, quiet guy. He don't say anything, but he comes out and works his butt off every day. I mean, just watching him doing our little drills and stuff, like, he look good. Coaches noticing him. He just come out. He's just a guy that's come out and be consistent every day. And not looking for nothing out of it. That's just who he is. That's what you look for. And I just pick up on guys like that. That's just like me for the most part. I mean, he's just been doing his thing.
Last year there was so much about kind of building, just getting talent onto the roster. Like you mentioned, you guys kind of figured out your core and who was really those guys. Does it feel like all you did this offseason is just like add more talent, more players, more guys that can just help you guys win?
I mean, this offseason, we kind of, not just more, we just picked up what we needed, people. I mean, we feel like we had, a lot of guys that was, like, some of the best that we could get. So it was kind of like, we just need a couple guys up here. We just need a couple guys up front. You know what I'm saying? It was just that. It was that for the most part. Not, like, last year we were just trying to find anything, kicking for anything, but now we knew, okay, this is what we need. It's like the new guys coming in, they know, like, okay, well, they needed us last year, so now we got to come in, we got to set the tone. That's why them guys be into it so much.
Yeah.
So it's been crazy. It's been good. We needed it. We got what we needed this year. It wasn't just a thirst for talent. Like, we already had what we was going to build off of, and we just build off of it.
This is totally random, I guess a little bit related, but did you see the video that came out of the Kentucky players?
Fighting in the locker room? Yeah.
I'm curious your thoughts. We'll just go one at a time. First of all, what did you think of the fact that that video got out?
Somebody's just lame, bro. That's locker rooms everywhere. It's been a couple in our locker room, to be honest. I mean, that's just lame. It's just... A lot of stuff stay in the locker room. That's a big part of, like, people miss. Like, when I listen to, like, Hall of Famers and people that have been playing football, they always say they miss the locker room. And the locker room is supposed to be the sacred place, like, where you can be yourself and where the world don't see nothing happen. So I ain't like that at all. That ain't sit right with me.
And you answered the other question within it, which is, like, fighting in the locker room, not a problem.
Yeah, that's natural. That's probably the safest place to fight at.
I mean, for real.
You go get your one in, and boom, next day, y'all back on the same side. Yep. You know what I'm saying? So
you get a bunch of, like, dudes competing with each other, around each other, enough fights are going to happen.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought it was crazy. Like, that can only come from intern. It's not like,
right,
like a journalist or something, like, yeah, was in yeah, there yeah, taking yeah. a video. Like, that can only come from within the team.
Yeah,
that video getting out is crazy to me.
Did you see any of these college football rule changes that have come through today?
Mm-hmm.
No. Beautiful. I'm going to ask you about – there's three of them, and I want your thoughts on them.
I bet they're all against the defense, huh?
I don't think so.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. So one of the changes that's coming, they're bringing tablets to the sidelines.
Oh, okay.
So, like, you guys will obviously be able to, like, check stuff out.
I have heard
out.
About that, yeah.
So what was – my question is, what was the process like last year when you guys didn't have tablets? Like – say you come off the field after the team scores or something, like, where are you getting the info from what they were doing?
So, boom, we had a lot of, we had some great support staff last year. I mean, Coach Dancy, the outside linebacker coach now, but he was the guy that assisted Coach Kelly with the safety. So he was the guy who would look at every play and write down what they did here and what they did here. So it was basically like a tablet. I mean, yeah, like old school tablet. We just came to the sideline and we looked like he had the plays written down, how they – what order that came in. So that's how we did it last year.
And then
it's got to feel nice, right, to now think, and it is going to be video, right? Not just pictures.
I didn't see that. I don't know. Okay. I don't know what it is exactly.
Either way, to be able to actually go back and look and like see what happened rather than just hearing about it would be advantageous, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's good and bad. It work against you and it work, you know what I'm saying, with you. So it's good and bad and everything. I don't like it too much.
Really?
Yeah, I'd rather keep it the old school way. I mean, because it looks different once you're on the field, you know what I'm saying? So if you go to the sideline, you look right at him like, dang, I thought he was. So now it's kind of like I know where he's at. It's kind of like an advantage for the quarterback, basically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I was actually going to ask that because I think that the smarter quarterback you have, the more of an advantage that is for your offense. And knowing Shador, I feel like that's going to be huge for him.
No, definitely. I mean, half of being a quarterback is up here. I mean, plus for me playing safe, I'm kind of playing against the quarterback in the state. So I ain't like that. I don't like that too much. You know what I'm saying?
You're like trying to trick them.
Yeah. That's too much. Y'all giving them too much free game. Oh, wow, man. Golly. Why you think Patrick Mahomes gave me stop?
Yeah.
Right. So second one, they're allowing in-helmet communications now.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, who was calling plays for you guys in the huddle on defense last year? Was it Bent or was it Shiloh?
It was I mean, it was kind of a group effort. They gave a signal from the sideline, and guys kind of.
So it was like hand signals into you guys?
Yeah, hand signals. It was hand signals. I mean, that's going to be a big one for us, being able to get the calls. Nobody can sit there and get the calls no more. That day is over with. So last year, we just did hand signals. It's still going to have to be some kind of hand signals because if you give it to a linebacker, he going to tell the D-line, but you ain't going to tell the safety. So it's going to have to be some type of still hand communication for the most part.
Last one, kind of a simple change, but they're adding a 2-minute warning at the end of each half.
Mm.
Do you have any opinion on that
big.
At all?
That's big. Slow the game down.
Yeah.
I know in Madden, I love that 2-minute warning for the half. So.
Me too. I do feel like, though, if you had to say which side of the ball gets an advantage from those three things.
The offense get the advantage.
Because they got an extra timeout now. If they're trying to go for a late drive. Like you mentioned, you know, great quarterbacks can be able to diagnose the defense even easier looking at either pictures or videos. And then even the communication, they haven't yet said when it'll be cut off. In the NFL, I believe it's cut off with 15 seconds.
I think
seconds.
They're doing that in college, too.
So, but that means that Coach Shermer can be talking to Shador, looking out at the defense, saying, hey, okay, make sure you look for this. And, like, Shador's going to – it's going to be confirming things that he already sees, but – I think it is advantage offense on all three of those.
Well, then let me ask you this, Cam. If you could change one thing about college football, what would you change?
The targetings.
Yeah.
The targeting rule. I like the targeting rule, like when it's targeting, but I feel like it's not called right sometimes. It's too much of an up and down, like what's targeting, what's not. I feel like it should be more strict on, like, okay, this targeting, the fine reason. But sometimes they say it's defensive player. Sometimes they say it's your head. And, like, it's too much. And I got another one, holding. I don't like holding. Like, especially it's the offensive line. I'm just watching the game, and it's like, I was like, you could call holding every play.
Yep. Right.
So it depends on when they want to call holding. So probably them two.
So that kind of goes to my thoughts on targeting, which is that I think you should actually – and this is a dangerous line to go down, but I think you should actually leave more up to the ref in terms of determining intent.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times, by the book of the rule, a play is targeting, but it's so clear that, like, the wide receiver caught it and tried to duck or whatever, and now it's helmet-to-helmet contact. Like, the ref should be able to look at that and be like, okay, it's clear that the defensive player was not trying to target his head. Mm-hmm. His head just came into focus at the last second. The same way that they do with holding, because if holding was as black and white as targeting and they went back and watched the replay after every play, they'd be like, oh, holding, you know. So they're using a little bit of judgment there of saying, like, okay, well, did that actually help the play or whatever it may be? I think you do have to put a little trust in the refs on targeting to say, we're giving you the opportunity to say that wasn't on purpose, so even though it looks bad, we're not going to.
And like with targeting, I mean, if you catch a guy, like, come across the middle of the field, just say he's catching the ball, and I don't want to get a target, so I try to go low, like, you tear ACLs, all type of stuff. Like, it's a dang. I just feel like, honestly, this is how I feel. Football is a dangerous game. Like, yeah, it is. You know what you sign up for when you sign up for it, when your mom take you to the park and sign you up for 5 years old, she knows exactly what she's getting you into. So, if, like, we can't try. They're trying to take, like, injury out of the game. Like, it's just football. It's just how it go. I mean, it's a nasty, dirty sport, and you got to be a nasty, dirty. You got to be a little off to play football.
Oh, sure.
To be honest. So, I feel like they just need to let football be football for the most part.
Yeah. The part about targeting that upsets me the most is the ejecting the kids.
Yeah.
Especially, like, when it's in the second half and it's like, all right, now you got to miss the first half of the next game. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
I've always hated that part.
Yeah, and that's a heavy punishment. And the reason why they did it, I remember the conversations when they first made the rule was, okay, well, this will eventually get it to stop entirely.
Right.
They thought that, like, players would stop trying to have big hits if they would knew that there was a chance they get knocked out of the game. It hasn't worked. It's not as if, like, those have gone down dramatically year over year. Like,
this is a part of the game. This is what you get into. Like, that's what you're raised off of, the how to play football. That's how we are built. So we can't stop. It's like an instinct almost.
Yeah.
Like, you think Shiloh is just trying to target the guy when you're UCLA? Like, it's just an instinct. Like,
and I didn't even think that was targeting by the rules.
It wasn't.
It wasn't at all. He was just going too crazy that game.
Yeah. He was on one for sure.
He was laying the wood on some kids in that game, bro. I'll ask you about the combine. Your guy Kool-Aid's out there competing. Have you talked to him about what he's going through right now?
I literally just got off the phone with him.
Yeah.
Right before when I was pulling up here. He's out. He's not competing in the combine. He had an eval, and they found a fracture in his foot. But he's competing in a pro day. It's been we just been kicking and talking. He tell me he been having a lot of good interviews. He interviewed Denver. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
So it's been good. He said he's been enjoying it. I mean, it's been a lot of work. He's been doing a whole bunch of work, and shit. I'm proud of him. Made dreams to reality. I mean, I just keep telling him that. Then he had that fracture that set him back a little bit, but he'll shake back on pro day coming on 20th. So he ready.
Is when you, like, it's on the TVs all throughout the bar when you walk in. Like, do you allow yourself to dream at all what it would be like for you to be out there on the field in Indy?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've been dreaming about that since I put the helmet and cleats on. I mean, especially seeing my best friend that I was he was right on the side of me when I was. I'm saying outside in the backyard playing. We playing together, and now he's getting that step. So I was like, all right, oh well. God sent his blessing mine on the way. I'm right behind him, so I'm on the way. So it's been good. I've been trying to talk to him as much as I can. I mean, I know he's been busy, and I've been busy. So just get the feel for, like, you know what I'm saying? Send me a picture. Let me see what it looked like. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's been good. It's been good for that part. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be next up, bro.
Yeah, definitely. You've
been paying attention to Zay out there at all, too. Like,
yeah, Zay Weary. Watching the little interviews he's been doing and with the media and stuff. I was watching it this morning in the locker room.
You picked off Caleb Williams this year. Probably gonna go first overall.
Uh-huh.
Do
you still have the ball?
Yeah, do you have that thing?
I don't think so.
No?
I was hurt. I was hurting so bad when I fell on my shoulder.
Yeah, you fell hard on that one.
Yeah, so
trying to celebrate, but
yeah, there's like, I was like, no, I don't even really remember it too much. I don't have the ball. I know I don't have. I didn't get any of my balls this year from picks.
Dang.
You know? You gonna start collecting them or no?
I tried. They be stealing them.
Really?
Yeah. So boom. So Colorado State one was the first one I tried to get. Nebraska, I didn't worry about it. I was too excited for Nebraska, so I forgot about it. But Colorado State, I tried to get it. I gave it to somebody who was injured. I said, go hide it. So he go hide it, whatever. So the game got so chaotic. Trevor ended up catching the pick. And, so everybody rushed the field and everything. So I guess the ball got mixed up or lost. So we tried to go back and find it, and we couldn't find it.
Dang.
Yeah.
You got to have, like, there should be a chest that's under the turnover throne.
Yeah.
That you can, like, pull it out and put the ball in there and then put it back
on. The equipment staff don't play. They be trying to find the ball. The equipment staff. I think next time I'm going to just catch it and just run it into the stand and throw it to my mom. And I hope they try to take it from up.
There you go. I was going to say, throw me one. I'll protect it.
But, man, you picked off a future number one overall pick. Like, he didn't throw many interceptions in his college career. I guess, what was it like playing against him? I mean, you go against Shador almost every day, but going against Caleb, what was that like?
He was special. He's special. You can tell, I mean, he didn't just get wild during, but you can tell, like, the reads he making, how he moved back there. Like, he a really commander. He's a great quarterback. I mean, he's deserving to be number one. It was cool. I mean, I don't think about who I picked off, and then, like, it was just another player. You know what I'm saying? It was a bust on the play, so the guy was wide open, if we're being honest. And I just was able to make a play on it, for real.
Yeah, you cut on that thing. You came from, like, middle of the field, didn't
you?
Yeah.
So I actually was supposed to be deep thirds. Then I drove on, like, a curl. Then they wheeled behind me. But luckily, we had got a little pressure. And he had to scramble out and throw it, so it gave me time. So that was really on some, woof. That was a negative play in the grade book.
That's funny.
I don't think we've talked to you since the move to the Big 12. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that schedule this year and kind of going to that part of the country to play more games?
Honestly, I don't really know too much about the Big 12, if we're being honest. I mean, I know it's bigger. It's supposed to be a lot of more 12 personnel guys, more running the ball. In this conference, it's coming from different Pac-12 where you're throwing the ball all game. So, I don't really know too much. I'm excited to be able to play on more closer to home. A lot of my people are excited to, you know, we got some Florida. We go to Florida, Texas a few times. So, they're excited for it, but me, it's just another season. Go make plays, and you know what I'm saying, go win the championship.
You'll be able to say you played in three different conferences.
Nah, for real, that's crazy, right? Yeah. I was thinking of that. I'm thinking about the going to next year. Like, man, you can't say I didn't play against competition. Yeah, anymore. I played definitely. Everybody.
Yep. Played Bo Nix, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I mean, that Pac-12 quarterback was crazy last year.
Insane. Mm. Still got some good ones.
Yeah, Big 12 is not bad, man.
Yeah.
But definitely not
last year.
I think that was crazy. That was a crazy year for that conference.
Yep.
And you guys dodged Washington, too. Like, you could have had another guy who's a top quarterback in this class.
Just and that guy from Arizona was, turned Fafita into a guy at the end.
Yeah. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to Cam here in a second. Shout out to our friends over at FOCO, the leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise. With a special product line, includes apparel, accessories, toys, novelty items, all that cool stuff. You can get those overalls that you see all over the place at FOCO. You can get the straw hat. Yep. If you want some more like unconventional fan gear, FOCO's the place to go. They have our back for Colorado Sports, and they have yours too. Get the best gear around by using the link in our description. For all non-presale items, use the promo code DNVR10 for 10% off.
Also, shout out to our friends over at Fubo, Fubo TV, best way to watch TV. We pull the plug on cable and get set up with Fubo TV. If you're here in Colorado, you have a hard time already watching the Nuggets and Avs on cable, but you can watch them on Fubo TV. Also, Buffs basketball, as we know, coming down the stretch here. And I think even some of the Pac-12 tournament games, the early ones especially, will be on Pac-12 Network. So you got to be set up with Fubo. Go to FuboTV.com/DNVR to get set up and get a great deal on the first couple months of Fubo TV.
You been making it out to any Buffs basketball games this year?
Yeah, I have. I have made it to a couple.
Yeah, men's and women?
Mm-hmm. I've been to more women games than men, but I went to like one or two men games.
Yeah.
Fun teams.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the girls. I mean, Jalen, she's from Birmingham, so I try to make sure I go in there and support her. Because she was like the first girl I ever seen like go play basketball, like deep Power Five.
Yeah.
Coming out of Birmingham. So that was new. So I make sure I go in there and support her every chance I get.
She's a dog too.
Nah, in fact, a dog.
Yeah.
Animal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Big win for them last night. They need that to get kind of out of that spiral.
Mm-hmm.
But man, that's going to be exciting for them coming down the wire. And men's too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You close to any of the guys on the men's basketball team at all?
Eddie. I talked to Eddie a couple times. Eddie is a dog, too wild, big wild guy.
He's crazy, huh?
Yeah, but that's crazy because he's totally opposite off the field.
So, yeah.
So Eddie's a dog, though.
I think he could have made a good tackle.
Yeah.
He probably could have,
Got the athleticism, height.
Got the arm, the long reach.
Yep. Put a couple pounds on him, and I think he could play left tackle.
For you, what's the biggest difference already for this year's team and last year's team?
We're having fun. It's we're having fun with it, and there's more competition. Them guys competing, especially up front. I mean, I can't wait till y'all see. We come going to spring. Yeah. We already placing bets on the fights and everything. Yeah. Oh, man. Them guys angry at each other. I mean, we love it though. I mean, because nobody's backing down. I mean, nobody's backing down on either side of the ball. Everybody's standing on 10 and doing what they got to do. So, I mean, if you don't nobody flinch. Whoever flinch first, that's what it is. So, I like that mentality. It kind of reminds me of the Jackson State team, mm-hmm. honestly. I mean, how we coming together and how we're just bonding, even just off the field, just going to hang and chill. I mean, that's the biggest thing for us. That's what we were missing last year. I feel like we didn't have enough time or we had too many different mixture of guys. I feel like more times than not, some guy was here, some guy was there. It was like a roller coaster of people. But now it's kind of like, all right, this is what we're going to do. And if you ain't on this train, you get off. You know what I'm saying?
Who's the guy of the trenches? Who's the one you would want to fight the least?
Who I want to fight the least?
Like, who would be the favorite if this was a...
Probably Chidozie. You don't see how much weight that man.
Oh yeah,
I already tell him I'm not gonna fight him. I already tell him if they put their hands on me, I got some form. Imagine watch their back. I already tell him. Yeah, so probably Chidozie, Khalil's a dog too though. I'm telling you, it's a lot of them guys out there. Yeah. I don't want to deal with too many of them.
That's a good sign, bro.
I'm hard headed a lot when I ran into one of them. They just missing one. You know I'm. Smaller guy, I always like to pick with them, stay in their ear. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Just talk crazy to them, see what they do. So I'm on that hit list for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that man Chidozie's out there squatting like 565.
Man, what easy. He hit like three times.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Insane. That is insane.
With the spring game coming up, last year's was amazing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't imagine how it was for you guys, but Coach Prime's been kind of building this one up. Mm-hmm. How excited are you for this next spring game coming up and whatever happens, fashion show or concerts, whatever?
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to see it just like y'all. I mean, it's a show for us, too. We not going to see it till y'all see it either. So no telling what he got planned. He's a genius, a marketing genius. So he going to have something big, whatever it is, coming April 27th, right?
Yep.
April 27th.
Have you seen or heard much about the new uniforms?
I haven't.
No.
I haven't heard anything. I try to peek in the locker room. Equipment room every once in a while, but I haven't seen anything yet. I seen something like 2-3 weeks ago, but it wasn't like the full uniform. It was kind of like a little design. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Spinny probably keeping them on the routes for a minute.
is that something that you guys get excited about? Thinking about like the new uniforms and stuff like that?
I don't know, not me, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't really get too much into it. I mean, I feel like I'm playing whatever they put on. I just, last year I didn't like the old uniforms, though. I feel like they had a bad look on them. I do not like we put these on.
too many losses.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, last year the white and gold was my favorite by far.
TCU ones?
Yeah. Them was crazy.
I love those.
So anything building off that?
I mean, if there's one thing for sure, it's like Coach Prime knows how to use the gold.
Yes.
Right. Which is what makes it all go, you know. Yeah, so, like, whatever these new uniforms are, you know the gold is going to be heavily featured, and that's going to be fire.
We've talked about some of your teammates who you play on, you know, the same side of the ball with, but what have you seen from these wide receivers so far this year, particularly the new guys?
Webster. Webster came in, and I told him he's been working his butt off since he got here. I mean, head down, just like – a lot of guys familiar of each other, like head down guys, hard head guys, come here and go to work guys. You know, we waiting on a couple receivers to come in for the so I haven't really even been able to see none of the new guys. Too many of them, the old guys still doing their thing. Caleb Matthews, Jimmy Horn, still doing that. Omarion looking good. Some old guys, I'm saying like everybody trying to up their game. Everybody like we building, we trying to focus on ourselves and do what we got to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, for the team. So everybody just getting better. Everybody. I mean, it's a whole different team for real.
It's exciting, man. Yeah.
First person you said when you started talking about the older wide receivers was or the returning wide receivers is Caleb.
Yeah.
Yesterday I picked Caleb as like my dark horse wide receiver that people might be sleeping on. Do you think that's a good pick?
No, definitely. Caleb is a dog. I mean, he's been under pressure his whole life. I mean, he's been catching the ball from two for the longest. At this point, and I say him because he give me the hardest time. Like that's the guy you do not want to beat you in nothing.
Because like he'll
he's that guy. You don't never want to let Caleb beat you. So, but yeah, I mean, he's growing up. You know, he was a freshman last year too.
Yep.
So coming in sophomore year, he's growing up. He's growing up and getting bigger, stronger, faster. So yeah, he's gonna be a guy this year.
Yep. We've got a few more questions for Cam. Guys, get your questions in the comments, and we'll have Kale star them here shortly. You still coming down to Denver a lot, hitting Saucy Southern?
Every week, every Friday.
Have you found any other gems out here yet?
I'm more of a I stick to what I like kind of guy. I try to get outside and try new things, but I never do.
Like what you like, huh?
Yeah.
Those guys are the best, man. Truly, like, we had them at least three of the tailgates this year, and, like, they just have such a great vibe. Like, being around them and the way that they, I think, take pride in their food and sharing it with people. And
yeah, it's different when people love what they do.
Yep.
And they really, you can tell they really love what they do, and they put their all into what they do, so you can respect it, and that's why it's come out like how it come out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And even their story of, like, they started with a food truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, so then, like, that restaurant to them is really means something.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like they had to grind for that.
Yeah.
I might have to do that tonight.
Saucies?
Yep. Yeah. Because Allie's been saying she wanted to try it. We were talking about, like, going out to dinner. We didn't know where. It might be the move.
Ever since I left here, I've been Saucy Cam.
Do you cook at all? No,
here and there. I eat to survive if I have to. Yeah, I can cook if I need to. The chef at the school do very good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I take a couple to go plates. That'll hold me over for a little while over the weekend. Probably go out to eat one day on the weekend. So I'd be good. I don't really have to. But I'm a noodles and cereal type of guy if I have to.
Yeah. What's like your favorite pregame meal?
Probably like pasta or some type of pasta.
Yeah.
Anything like that.
Get some carbs going.
Yeah. Not too much, but not something to hold me over.
And then last one I have, really. What's the best thing that chefs has cooked up over the last year?
Oh, he cooked, I'm going to just say from last week, he cooked some chili.
Yeah?
Some chili like 2 days ago. Man, I got a bowl and just, I got my plate. You know what I'm saying? I got some chili on the side, just take home. I got home, ate the chili, was so mad I ain't getting no more. I was like, dang, I should have sat there and ate this chili while I was there.
That's awesome. All right, let's see what the people have to say.
All right, what's up, chat? What do we got?
Super chats.
Big TZ with a super sticker again. This one's pear character lifting some weight saying, keep it up.
All right.
Thanks, TZ. Super chat from TZ says, for Cam, you have to fight three bears with five teammates. Who are you taking with you?
Chidozy. I'm going to take Bentley. I'm going to take JB, because JB always say he want to kill a bear anyway. I'm going to take JB. I got to take some guys that are a little off. I'm going to definitely take BG, Brandon Gant. He'll off a little bit. And who else? I got to get one more big bite. I'm going to take Tyler Brown.
All right.
Nice.
Tyler Brown. I was going to say, Yukari Walker was in here saying that he thinks he could beat a polar bear in hand-to-hand combat. So you might want him.
What else we got, Kale? Heaven's Demon with the Super Chat. Cam, which rookie from last year has matured the most, and who's going to show out this year? I guess freshman, not rookie.
I got freshman. Freshman improves the most. I'm going to say a guy that y'all probably don't know. Y'all probably don't talk about a lot. Waseem.
Waseem.
Yeah, Waseem is really cold. Like,
yeah?
He's so underrated. And I know it because I have to guard him. So I can tell you for sure. But, like, he had to go through the freshman growing pains. And I expect a lot from Waseem coming into this year.
We did talk about him a little bit when we saw – when we went to practice, we got to watch you guys practice one day, and I think he was running with the threes. But like, what was the name of that quarterback? The Cason Wiseman. It was like he was just throwing to him over and over and over and over again. I was like, he likes him for a reason.
Yeah, definitely. Well, seems he's good. Just had to go through growing pains. I mean, some freshmen jump on and be ready for it. Some probably not. So he just one of the guys. He was just a step behind. He stepped up. So I'm saying handle it. He know what to expect now.
There you go. I like that. I like that answer.
Baron next. He's asking Cam, what's your go-to pregame song?
I don't really have just one pregame song, But through the day, see me, I don't get turned up until the game. Like for me, so like I listen to like R&B music, like old school, soft, slow R&B. Then right before the game, I probably turn on some a little baby. Then I go out there and go handle business.
Yeah.
For real. So I don't really have one.
If but like right before you have to go fight three bears with five teammates, you need a song to get you fired up.
Yeah.
What are you cueing?
See, I'm not a guy. I'm natural, just not a guy. Yeah, yeah, just can't. I don't listen to music. So anything I listen to, it's just gonna have like a little vibe to it. So I don't really.
You're kind of like more trying to get in the zone mentally rather than trying to get riled.
Yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like an angry man is blind man. So I like to keep it at ease, keep it at an even pace. You know, so not too high, not too low.
You got all the little phrases.
Yeah. Been around Coach Prime too long.
Yeah. FPSD says, did the team learn the fight song and will we hear it this upcoming season?
50-50. 50-50. 50% probably do. 50% probably don't.
Stay tuned. Alan is asking, where do you see yourself playing in the NFL?
Where? We mean like cities? Hey.
Team, I guess.
I don't. Whoever come get me. Yeah. I don't know.
If you're like, close your eyes and you imagine yourself playing on an NFL field, what uniform are you wearing?
I said, like New Orleans or like Atlanta, one of them two.
New Orleans or Atlanta.
Yep. I could see it.
New Orleans, stay in the black and gold. I'm all for it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kamada is asking, do you play video games at all? What do you play?
Yeah, I play Madden, 2K, Call of Duty. I just got into Madden just a few weeks ago.
This is the guy, man.
I ain't ready for you yet.
I was going to say,
they point you
train
out.
Train up, and then when you're ready, you can come see how you're doing.
Who do you play with on Madden? What team?
I like playing with the Jets and put Aaron Rodgers in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I go with. But of course you gotta play with Kansas City. They got a little cheat codes on Patrick Mahomes. He can throw the ball from anywhere.
Yeah.
So Manny, you know Manny more about who your quarterback is, because you can have players wide open and throw it through the dirt.
You cannot play with a bad quarterback. You can maybe get by with like a 85.
Anything
lower than that, you're not gonna.
They
have
got
a good
Jalen
time.
Hurst throwing on there like he's a 2-year-old.
I know.
I was like, oh my god.
They're rough with some guys on there sometimes.
Yeah.
The thing is, we have a league, so like you get your team and you keep playing more and more seasons. So like I got Justin Fields, and he started super bad, but like now I've got him all like developed up. He's like 99 accuracy, and he's like 93 speed. So now he's even better than Mahomes.
Another super chat from Baron. He's asking, what's up, Jaquan and VLRK? What's VLRK?
I don't know. They gotta let me know.
And Cam, did you guys see the CU video on Coach Prime? It's top notch. I'm almost taken back at how smoothly Prime and the team fit in Boulder. Watching greatness in real time is wild. I think he's talking about the Black History Month video that came out yesterday.
Yeah, I actually just saw it come up on my timeline before we started the show, so I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
I watched the clips. I mean, it's just Coach Prime talking. I mean, anytime that guy talks about, he's just, these are just the topics that you have him talk on. And it's just like straight facts, 100% of the time.
Yep. Honestly, you could have him talk on like anything.
Oh, for sure.
It's like how they're always asking Steve Kerr like mm-hmm. all sorts of questions. Like, that's what we got to start doing with Coach Prime. Like, just ask him something that's going on in the world.
He's yeah.
going to nail the,
no doubt.
The response.
Ace Boogie with the super chat. Then he's got the question. Cam, do you think the defense will be more aggressive this season?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
I'm going to speak on it. Just know we're going to be way All right. more aggressive.
All right. Peter's asking your favorite subject that you're studying right now.
Peter, I'm gonna be honest with you. Cam is not really a school guy. Cam is sacrifice. The school for Cam is a sacrifice. Like, he go handle his business. Like, I just told you, I was leaving academic meeting, so it's crazy he said that. But school is a very hard sacrifice for me. So I just go in there and get my job done. Basically, that's how I handle it. I don't really have a favorite. It's kind of like addition. I just got to get it done.
Yeah. Hey, bro, it doesn't last forever. Just get through it and you're good.
No, for real. That's exactly how I was.
Same here. What kind of defense do you normally like being in? Kind of a broad question, but.
Yeah, I know. I guess a defense is just just like a wild defense, just get to the ball defense, a defense that blitz a lot of man-to-man, a defense that's just like a confident defense what they're doing. So.
What's the play call that like gets you excited? Like, oh, shit, here we go. Is it a blitz? Is it like a robber coverage?
It's definitely a blitz.
Yeah.
And when anytime I'm blitzing, I get excited. That's why I have a hard time holding it sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, anytime I'm blitzing.
Are you like going to your coaches throughout the week? Like, give me a couple, just give me two.
No, I don't do that. I ain't like that. I ain't like that. Because I feel if I'm playing man, this is how I look at it. If I'm playing man on a tight end and he blocks, that basically a blitz.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of can choose whenever I want to blitz. Right. Depending on what he does. So.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to get my blitzes in, trust.
Ivan's asking, how have you adapted to the Colorado weather? Snow 1 second, sunny the next. You were saying that walking
in. I just told them that. I don't know. I still haven't got used to it. I mean, the snow has slowed down a little bit, but I'm still not big on the snow. I don't think I ever be big on it. It's crazy. It's a different city. It's an amazing city. I like the snow when I'm at home not doing nothing, but if it's snow right now, I might have a panic attack.
I'm with you. Kale, who's behind the screens over there, he loves
big
the
snow guy.
He loves
huge
the snow
guy.
Oh, man.
But I've lived here my whole life, and I am so biased towards this place, and I love it so much, and I still, like, I don't get hype about the snow. It's like you at school. It's like, oh, this is a sacrifice I have to make.
Who's up next? Jay. Cam, when RK and Jaquan are at JSU homecoming, what are the three things they must do while in Jackson? So,
they're calling Jake Jaquan.
Yeah, now. I'm getting called Jaquan for.
Why they call you Jaquan?
Because it was February for Black History Month.
Yeah. Oh, they call him Jaquan. Yeah. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
But your second bye week is when JSU has their homecoming. So we're talking with Neely about going out there for their homecoming. Mm-hmm. So what are the three things we have to do when we go out there?
Village, you gotta go eat foods. Village Kitchen, Sweetie Pies, and just go to the game and just walk around and just, you know what I'm saying, act like you belong. Somebody auntie be like, yeah, I want some, we got some food. Then that's going to be the best food you've had.
Oh, like you're talking like at the parking
lot?
Yeah,
yeah. The tailgate be the best, third best. Get you out of them three. You got to make sure you get some good food in.
Sometimes even the names of the restaurants in the South sound better.
Sweetie Pies? I just want to go there. Yeah. I don't even know what that is.
I just know from the name. The food is amazing.
Village Kitchen is a wing place. And it's a house that they turn into a wing place.
Wow. Yes.
Like, if you walk in there, it's a house. On the outside, like a house, but you walk in, it's a living room and everything, but it's just a counter.
I love it. Let's go.
Sign me up.
Is this another one from Baron? Yeah. He says, when Coach Prime brought his Louis luggage, or Louis V, you guys were already here. He said you guys are family, so Vintage Louis, VLRK. Oh, okay. That's
Vintage
what that,
Louis. All right, I'll take that. That's
not bad. We got anything else? Super chat from Jay-Z. Cam, who is better at football, Birmingham, Montgomery, or Mobile?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Let them know.
They try to compete with us. We too good, though, man. I have an argument with Walt all the time.
Walter Taylor, right?
Yeah, he come from Mobile. So we had this argument all the time. It's a lot of talent in Alabama as a whole that haven't been discovered yet. So I root for anybody from Bama, but Birmingham definitely the best athlete, period.
Put that one on a tee for you.
There you go. Anything else, Kale?
One more, yeah.
Rose is asking, how many picks you think you're going to have this year, Cam?
How many games we got?
Including
the Big 12.
13?
13. At least like 7.
All right.
I got to have about 7.
Love it.
You got off to like such a hot start with the picks last year. Is it like frustrating?
I know, and it's the media fault. That's why I'm like, it's the media fault, because like this is how it happened. That's how I know how it happened. You go into the week and you put, you know what I'm saying, the starters on the board. I'm like, okay, this guy, we playing against receivers. Like, okay, this is a speed guy. This guy run good routes. This guy's the strong hand guy. So I know they go into the meeting and be like, okay, this guy, he's leading the Pac-12 in picks. So let's make sure we know he. That's why I have it. So then I never got too many more balls after that.
All right. So anytime Cam does something good this year, we just
won't leave
talk
it
about
alone. Just leave it alone. Just let me be. Just wait till the season. I don't need no praises.
We got you, Cam. Last one. X in the cut asking top 3 funniest people on the team.
Top 3 funniest. Demoy Kennedy. Jimmy funny. We got a lot of just subtle funny guys that just do funny stuff but not really trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I'm tripping. I'm finna get the best person, Ben.
I knew it. I was gonna say it if you did.
Ben is the funniest 3 himself.
All 3?
Yeah, he all 3. Ben is hilarious.
We've heard that from a lot of players.
Yeah,
about
to go see Ben, right? Ben is the guy you gotta hang on the weekends to clear your mind.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta hang with Ben on the weekend.
He's a good hang then.
Yeah.
I love it. That is a great quality to have.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Cam, this was great, man. Thanks for coming back down, bro.
Appreciate you, brother.
We'll be rooting for you all year, man. And we'll be up there in a couple of weeks to watch you guys practice.
And no matter how many picks you have, we're gonna say you have 0.
Yeah,
please say 0. This guy cannot catch.
Thanks again, Cam. Appreciate you guys. Chat. We'll be back next week. Go Buffs.
Go Buffs.
We all silly like the mayor.